Would you all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please have the record show that all members are in attendance. During the meeting, we ask that you please turn off any cell phones, pagers, anything that's going to make noise, tablets. And if you have to have a conversation, if you'd please take that outside so that we can hear the applicants. Can I get county staff introductions?
Bob Klein, Department of Comprehensive Planning.
Welcome, Officer.
Thank you. All right, we have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. And I have an approval of the minutes for June 27th, 2017.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes for June 27th, 2017 with no changes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of June 27th, 2017. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for July 11th, 2017.
Madam Chair, I move to approve this evening, July 11th, 2017's agenda with no additions or deletions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for July 11th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We have no announcements today, so we'll move right into planning and zoning item number one, UC 048917, Sunset Venture Partners LLC, 3460 East Sunset Road, a use permit for a proposed day spa within an existing commercial industrial complex on 2.6 acres in an MV Design Manufacturing 8 and 65 zone, generally located on the north side of Sunset Road, 200 feet east of Pecos Road within Paradise. Hi, your name and address?
Hi, my name is Yan Ong, and I'm representing Ancinger LLC for the day spa application special land use permit.
Can you give us your address, please?
3460 East Sunset Road, Suite L.
Thank you. And tell us what you'd like to do.
We are here to get approval for the special land use permit to come on to the day spa.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments on this application, I would move to approve. However, I would like to put a one-year review as a public hearing on this application. I just have some concerns.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to approve this application with a condition of a one-year review for public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number two, UC 049417, Boulevard Ventures LLC et al., 3542 South Maryland Parkway, a use permit to reduce the separation between a proposed on-premise consumption of alcohol use, a tavern in conjunction with a movie theater within an existing shopping center, the Boulevard Mall, on a portion of 43.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the Mud 3 and Mud 4 overlay districts, generally located 750 feet east of Maryland Parkway, 1,000 feet north of Katy Avenue within Paradise. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Susan Russell from Kimley Horn, 6671 South Las Vegas Boulevard, on behalf of the applicant, Galaxy Theaters. We are proposing taking over about 9 empty retail shops within the Boulevard Mall. entering into a Galaxy Luxury Theater. Part of their overall business plan includes alcohol sales. The exterior of the building is where we're a little tight, but it is the exterior in the rear of the mall, and with no access to the theater from that point, with the closest residence being just over 160 feet. Any questions that we have to answer?
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. The alcohol area is similar to the Galaxy that they have up here on Sunset.
It is. So this one's at the front. This one would be interior to the mall along the corridor. And there is a picture in the packet that would show if you were walking along the mall corridor. You do not have to go all the way into the theater to access the bar. Like the other one, this one, it's along the corridor access there. It does have a little interior patio area if you'd like to enjoy it there at the bar, or if you came into the theater itself, you would have concessions.
And you can take it into the movie with you.
Absolutely.
You know, this has got to be a boost for Bubble Bar Mall if you're taking 9 of their suites.
You know, the mall has been undergoing a huge transformation, and with the other tenants that we've had come in, it's just a great asset. Thank you. Get the whole family involved down there. We have John's Incredible Pizza. We have Key Cut is going in as well. I'm sorry? The Aquarium, Sequest Aquarium.
Right.
I blocked that one once in a while. No. No, it's a fabulous project. Just an overall, making it a regional center, not only for locals, but we do welcome our visitors from the Strip over.
Does anyone else have any questions or comments?
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. Item number 3, UC050717, LV Properties and Investments LLC et al., 955 White Drive, a use permit to allow offices as a principal use within an existing office warehouse building, waiver of development standards for reduced parking in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on 1.9 acres in an MB design manufacturing zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road and the south side of White Drive within Paradise.
Yes.
Just in time.
It's a 7-minute light off of making a left turn on with the cloud, I guess. Anyway, Chris Kipper here on behalf of the applicant.
Excuse me, Chris, could you use the microphone?
Yes.
We're recording.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Chris Kipper here on behalf of the applicant. This is actually quite straightforward. It's an existing office building. There is an open mezzanine area right here. They're simply enclosing that open area. No new offices, no new employees. They're going to use it for conference room and for storage. Staff's recommending approval in light of the fact that the existing parking situation is fine. This will generate no additional cars. It's just, as I say, simply used for the existing employees to have more storage area and a conference room. So that's why staff is recommending.
Could you give us your address real quick?
Oh, I am so sorry.
That's all right.
Again, Chris Kemper, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89135.
Is there anyone from the audience or the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, there are no comments. Motion approved.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item number 4, UC051017, Donald J. Dunn, 7429 Party Lane. Use permits for the following. One, allow a proposed accessory building not architecturally compatible with the principal building, and two, allow alternative design standards. Waiver of development standards for the following: one, reduce setbacks for a proposed accessory structure, and two, reduce the required separation between a proposed accessory structure and an existing single-family residence on 0.3 acres in the R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the west side of Picardy Lane, 105 feet north of Puritan Avenue within Fairfax. Can you give us your name and address, please?
Sorry.
Your name and address?
My name is Donald James Dunn. I live at 7429 Picardy Lane, and I'm here to espouse the need for a storage building on my RV parking slot. The nice man down at the Zoning Commission said there'd be an overhead projector, but I guess I gotta go to Plan B.
Yeah, if you want to just lay everything out right here, we can all take a look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, just put it here in the center and we'll all be able to see it.
The first four photos plus a small blueprint show the approximate construction style of the building. It's a Quonset style metal building. Set building is 28 feet in length, 14 feet in width, and 11.5 feet in height. Said building will be anchored to the cement driveway, as illustrated by these four diagrams and prints. The first two show the anchor plates going in and rib sections being attached. This is the general floor plan. It's an open style building within. The anchoring bolts are Hilti bolts, which I understand are just about the best for this type. I picked 5-inch long bolts to get in extra depth because I've got a little over 4 inches of concrete in the RV parking spot. And having tested a few of them into place, they really grab. This next photo is taken from the street and shows the gate going into the RV spot, which is about 7.5 feet high. There's only very little bit of the top of the building visible from the street itself. This bigger picture here is the site plan, where the building is in yellow. And there's a slightly closer view of just that area. By and large, this building is not visible to my neighbors. This photo right here is to the southwest corner of my property. That wall there borders three southern residences, all of which are one story, and they can't see over the wall at all. Directly behind me is the only residents other than my northern neighbor who can see me at all, and only from one window on his second floor. which he always keeps the blinds shut on, because I guess that's his bedroom. All of my neighbors to the northeast cannot see it either through foliage or the fact that they're one-story dwellings also, and I can't see over the wall. My neighbor to the north is the only one that can directly see it. On this picture right here, where the green arrow is, that's where the end of the building going in to the RV drive is at. Generally speaking, he can't see it anyway due to the RV that he has parked in his own spot. But that's not a problem, because he volunteered a statement to me stating that he had no objection to this building and for me to go for it. As far as decorating the building, my plans at this point are just to paint the ends to somewhat tie in with the paint and decorations that I put on all the walls around the house. These are a couple of additional photos showing some of the walls in the front. So it's a design that goes around the entire house. While I was doing this, I did have about six or seven neighbors from the neighborhood stop and tell me how much they liked it, but didn't want to go to that much work themselves. That's one thing nice about being retired, you got the time. And I guess that's it for me.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public. Open it to the board.
I went out to this property not once but twice. I disagree. I think it's way out of place. And in fact, although you say that it was a 7-foot high fence, that fence is see-through. It's just got a light screening on it. It's visible clearly from the east side and every single person that drives up and down the street. It does not match anything with respect to your home at all, the house itself, or the painting. It's way out of place, in my opinion. I understand that you have a letter from a neighbor to the north. But that person may not be there forever, and this is not one that I would go for.
Yeah, I think my biggest concern is the fact there's no setbacks at all. It's right on the wall, and you can see it from the front yard. If it was, had I not seen the picture of the gate with the truck, I would assume it was in the backyard where no one would see it, rather than right up at the front. So it just seems massive for that particular little area.
Staff indicates that there's room in the back of the property, part of that, to put this building, and it would meet, I guess, most of the requirements according to the writer. Why do you want it where you want to put it now?
Well, it's a logical place, because that's basically the driveway. And as far as the northern neighbor, he moved in there right after I did, which was 2 years ago, and not likely that he's going to move out anytime soon.
Anything's likely, but I don't understand why it has to be in that spot when you have an area on your property where you can put it and meet the requirements.
Okay, so something totally destroyed the whole backyard?
What's that? Some landscape?
Yeah, that's all.
Fully landscaped.
I think. I could probably go more being set back further, and the further back it is, the person that you mentioned is to the west of you would not actually see it from his window, his or her window, as that wall is super tall. And again, my concern is from the road driving by that thing. I just took one example of a property that I purchased. I learned that it was unpermitted. It didn't go with the big house. My house, the house is a tile roof. Something similar, not quite as big as this, but it was totally out of place. And mine was set back towards the very rear of the property where virtually nobody could see it, but it bothered me. This is clearly going to be seen from the road. I understand it's going to ruin the look of your backyard, but you have to consider
can't even get it into the backyard because there's a raised about 2.5 foot high pad that's about 20-some feet long at the very end of where this building is proposed to be put that has to be demolished to be able to even get it in through.
Well, I think too, it's just the type of building is wrong for the house. A Quonset hut is not something you put on your side yard. And it's right on the wall. I mean, I think there's other types of storage units you can build besides this. It's not that, you know, that would meet the codes. Even if you said, okay, I don't want to put the backyard, there are nicer looking, better options for storage. Because if you just use it for storage, are you just going to use it for storage?
Storage and a workshop.
Yeah, I think there's other things you could build besides the Quonset hut that would blend in better with your neighborhood. Because we have to look at setting precedents. We don't want Quonset huts on every street on the block.
I think, Mr. Dunn, let me ask you a question. So, I don't know if you've been here very long. We don't have a history in the developed part of the town of very many Quonset huts in residential uses. So I think that this is one of those instances where the design of the building type itself is part of the problem. So what the kind of storage buildings and things that you see in our community are more rectangular. Right. I mean, I think they're not the round, oval-type roof structure of a typical Quonset hut. They're more of a straight up and down or, a garage-looking thing, maybe a shade structure. Those sorts of designs are actually a lot more compatible with the look and feel of most of our neighborhoods. So I think that that's kind of where the board is coming from in their discussions with you. My sense is that we're not in very much favor of a Quonset hut type structure.
One of the logic reasons for me was the fact that it would not shed water on my northern neighbor's property. It would flow off of it and help the RV drive to the street.
That's really thoughtful. Let's go with gutters. Let's use a gutter instead.
And on the roof.
Yeah. So I hear that. And for that particular reason, Madam Chair, if there are no other questions, I'm going to go ahead and say denial on this particular structure and ask that the applicant rethink the design before coming back.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to deny this application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You still get to go to the Planning Commission. We're not the final say. You still can go to the Planning Commission. We're not the final say. You have one more place to go. Okay?
And that's on August 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is not an absolute denial?
This is a recommendation.
It's a recommendation from us to deny. The Planning Commission has the final say. We got one more chance.
That's pretty close to the recommendation, so close. Not exactly.
Okay, item number 5, UC 051217, Eagle Investments 1 LLC, 4895 West Tropicana Avenue, a use permit for a proposed communications tower, a design review for a communications tower and associated uses, a wireless communication facility on a portion of 1.7 acres in a C1 local business zone in the Mud 2 Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Tropicana Avenue and the east side of Decatur Boulevard within Paradise.
Hello. Hi, good evening. Jan Mitchell on behalf of Black Foundation Capital AT&T, 6 Sunset Way, Henderson, Nevada 89014. What we're looking at is a proposed, I went ahead and brought the site plan. This is at the southeast corner of Tropicana and Decatur, if anybody else wants to see it. There's a dollar store, an existing fast food. So we're proposing this 80-foot tower monopole down here tucked in the corner. We are taking up 5 spaces, but they still are overparked by 5 spaces, which does allow room for future co-locators. Okay. Pull up the elevation real quick so that you can see this. This is AT&T's proposed antennas, and we put room for 2 more. The closest tower is about, it's in my letter, but it's about 700 feet southeast of that and has about 5 carriers on it. It is fully loaded from a structural standpoint. And in looking at all of the uses, this really does make sense. And if anybody, I think it's in staff's notice, is that AT&T had actually come before the board for this exact design, the exact placement. I think about 2.5 years ago, they were approved, but for budget reasons, they actually pulled it from their build plan. And so now we're bringing it back in. But there have been no changes from that previous zoning approval. And with that, I will just answer any questions.
Is anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? See no one, will close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair.
This is going to the monopole, it's not going to look like a concrete or...
Correct, it is a monopole. Given the area and the industrial feel of it and the fact that there is already a monopole out there that I think is about 100 feet with about 5 carriers. So we did go with the monopole.
So, I have a particular issue with the aesthetics of these things everywhere, right? We have one on 95 over near Flamingo. Everyone's driven by it, and it's deteriorating and not looking that good. So, my status, or the way I feel about this for everyone to know, is that they're not aesthetically treated. I'm going to go for denial.
This one is going to be painted to match. We do have the notes on there. The gates are going to be painted desert. The entire pole, along with the antennas and any tower-mounted equipment, is going to be painted desert tan to match. I do not disagree with you with the aesthetics of some of these. I mean, unfortunately, everybody has a cell phone. We all know it.
Yep.
This is the one type that does allow the carriers to actually get a full array. And believe it or not, reduces the need for another tower, because a lot of times, like a monopalm, you get the reduced array, but the problem is that you can only get maybe 2 carriers on that, so you're actually creating the need for another one. There is no ideal scenario, but I can say that the industry is trying to go the direction of small cells, which is, you know, locating just base equipment on light poles, et cetera, but the jurisdictions just aren't there yet with the agreements. And I think with that, 5 years down the road, you will not see peace.
So when that 5G comes in, will you keep all these poles?
What happens is, depending on, quite frankly, it's kind of hard to answer because we don't have those agreements yet in place with the jurisdictions. The jurisdictions, Clark County does have a template for that. Some of the other ones don't. It really depends on that agreement when we sign it, the distance, the separation that we're allowed. We should, however, be able to lessen the equipment up here because this will more be an equipment-based station And the equipment mounted on the light poles will be connected via fiber runs underground. But my we're only, just not there yet.
Yeah, my only concern is when that comes in, because I've been reading about the fights in Los Angeles, California, that there'll be a bunch of abandoned poles all over town. Because everybody will be putting the smaller equipment closer to where the users are, in the street poles and the...
You know, I can't, I mean, me personally, I can't sit here and say that's not going to happen, but I do know that from the county standpoint, and staff can correct me if I'm wrong, there's a bond that the carrier is putting up in case of something like that, that they're providing the bond. So that worst-case scenario, yes.
Okay.
And does cell towers now require to post a bond? So when it ceases an operation, that bond will be taken to...
Remove it.
Very good. Yes.
So let me go back to my statement again. Is there any way that your client will consider modifying the structure with aesthetic treatment other than paint and wrapping to disguise it to look like either a palm tree, I don't care which, a palm tree or some sort of enhanced...
Some sort of alternative design?
Yes.
Okay. Really, at this point, I would ask staff if that is something that... I mean, I'm here on behalf of AT&T. AT&T proposes the monopole because it allows for co-location.
And it's
AT&T,
cheap.
AT&T... Well, I mean, yes, you know.
I get that.
AT&T is totally fine with a monopole. If staff would say that, hey, if you want to change the design to a monopalm, that might not allow for as much co-location, but AT&T would be fine with that.
So let me stress what I'm here for, the community. So we get to look at these things, no matter where they are, in an industrial area or what have you. So I'm trying to look out for our community and the visual aesthetics. I love cell towers because we all have a cell phone. We want them, right? So I'm not trying to be an obstructionist.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the best result that we can. So I'm just stating for the record that unless there's a agreement to that, I'll vote for denial.
Madam Chair, I'm afraid I have to go along with that. I can't live with that. Okay? I really don't care how many of you can get on there. I don't care how long it takes. No. I'm going to vote against that. You come up with a monopalm or a fir or a pine or whatever the other ones, you've got my vote. I've got no problem with the cell tower. I got a problem with that tower.
I understand.
All right.
I understand. That's fine. Is it okay with staff if we put a condition on there that we will change this to a monopalm? I mean,
that's what's going to be my question.
Well, you know, but
can
the thing is,
if we condition it.
No, I want to put a condition on
it. If you want a condition on that for a monopump,
I would definitely do that.
Huh? Right. It seems like all the towers have come before us anytime later. I know this one was like 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking more recently. All have the enhancements we're talking about.
Exactly.
Right.
So I think that would be our, once we get around to a motion, that'll be our recommendation going forward. And if you can live with it, then
yeah.
I think we're all in sync.
Okay. Absolutely.
So
agreed.
I think the client honestly kept this design because it was the same thing that was before. So
John, you want to make a motion and add a condition?
Yeah. Madam Chair, I'd make a motion for approval with the condition that the monopole is treated aesthetically to resemble a monopalm.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to a condition that it be aesthetically designed to resemble a monopalm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 6. Vasco's Linda L. Revocable Living Trust, 4978 Boulder Highway, use permits for the following. 1, a proposed vehicle, automobile paint and body shop, and 2, allow 3 proposed food carts in conjunction with an existing vehicle automobile sales facility. Waiver of development standards for the following. 1, reduce the separation of a proposed vehicle, automobile paint and body shop from a residential use. 2, alternative design standards and 3, alternative landscaping. design review for a proposed metal building in conjunction with an existing vehicle automobile sales facility on 0.9 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the MUD 3 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway, 85 feet northwest of Nellis Boulevard within Paradise.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, my name is Aileen De La Vega, address 6944 Airman Circle, Vegas, Nevada, 89145. And this is what we propose. We have a building that's 40 feet by 50 feet, and the problem here is we don't comply 100% with the codes. We have a reduced distance from this residential, and we have 158 feet from this property line to this line of the building. And to balance this, we propose a heavy landscaping here on the back, and as well as the side. On this side, which is the southeast side of the building, there's another facility, it's a commercial building, and they have, well, actually they have six buildings similar to this. This is a glass, auto glass company right here. And on the north, west is an entire vacant lot. So we ask you for your approval for this building. This building looks like this. It's a prefab metal building, just 100% similar to the neighbors. But they have six buildings. We just propose one building right there. And also, we have here three different food carts. One is for taco, like a little trailer. All these three structures are mobile. And this is a taco shop, a taco trailer. And this is a hot dog. And over here is a barbecue pit. And this is going to occur at the evening. And we've got some pictures of the trailer, 100% mobile. So at daytime, we don't interfere, you know, with parking lots and anything. We just put it here on the back.
So what can we do? What are the limits?
Juan Moreno, 4978 Boulder Highway. Basically, one of the pictures that you see, this is the barbecue pit, professionally made, custom made. This is the barbecue pit. Different to this. This is the barbecue pit. On the other two pictures, you're going to be able to see the trailer and the hot dog stand, professionally built. Okay, this equipment is set for a mobile food stand. So there's three units, which are this. Everything has been approved by health department since January of this year, that I didn't start and operate until I get approval from the town board. Everything has been inspected and approved. So there's three units, which is a trailer, hot dog stand, and barbecue pit. With these pictures, you can see also, besides the units, you can see the cones are going to be placed on the parking lot for customers to walk without being on the access road for the vehicle. So this is going to be placed on this area, which there's no drive-through, there's no access. Vehicle, this is the entrance, this is coming out. So the area is going to be here.
Okay. Anyone from the public would like to speak on this item? Can you give us your name and address for the record?
Vicki Jersey, 3950 South Sand Hill. I don't think this is a great idea. That corner is a nightmare. And to add more, no. Bad idea.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Okay, I have some questions. This has got to be the worst looking place on Boulder Highway.
Oh,
it is a total disaster. from what we were led to believe initially to what I'm seeing today, you've got, it looks like a junkyard with a screen in it. It's exactly what it looks like. Nothing that we heard the last time has come to fruition. So, is this what it's going to look like in the future? Sure. Are you going to clean that mess up? Because you talked about your neighbor on South Beach.
Yes.
He's cleaned up his alley. And you got the lone place on the corner. And the empty lot you talked about was boarded up Long John Silver on the other side. So I don't know what you know about your property. It's not making money.
Brand new stuff.
Well, it's got a big, big board up Long John Silver there, so I don't know how you come to that.
Yeah,
it finally got all the homeless and everything out of there.
Yeah, right.
And everything else. And then you move in with this. So if you could kind of explain that, because I'd like to hear the story.
I understand. We have the construction permit number. Okay, they give us a number. The approval is right now in Sony. They're checking everything. We have not got the approval to start the process on the property. We cannot do nothing. I checked with zoning yesterday.
But you have, sir.
I'm sorry?
You have all kinds of stuff back in there behind that screen. And people come and go. So how is it you haven't started?
Well, no, basically when I say that I haven't started, we cannot put the power. We cannot start bringing the trailers, the office trailers, the modular trailers. We cannot knock down the fence in the front to put the modular trailer, because I cannot start arranging the front without the modular trailer that is going to be in the front.
But you can put the jump bus and everything else in there.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, what we're waiting for is, you know, to have some kind of approval so that we can start moving things. You know, start investing money and start beautifying the whole thing. This is going to look 100% better than this right now.
Anything we did to
it. Yeah, especially on the landscape. We're going to do this special care on the back, you know, because this is a residential. And all this on both sides and even on the front is going to be landscaped.
Mm-hmm. So how long has it been now? Since we were
here?
Yeah.
6 months.
And all I've seen is a junkyard with a screen on it.
The screen? I went and purchased the screen to protect the property. Okay, unfortunately, I didn't count on the wind being extremely strong, or stronger in Boulder Highway than on the west side. Okay, that's why the deterioration of the screen. And all the vehicles that are in there, everything rusts and dries. I don't have nothing that is.
How about the guy in the green van with no registration that's going to get in there?
He's actually the one that takes care and protects the property due to the homeless that were staying on Long John Silver.
Where was there with the homeless before you guys got there?
That is, so he was an employee of next door at the auto glass shop.
Mm-hmm.
He was an employee.
So how long is it going to take you to do this and turn it into something? Because right now, you know, it would be really nice. It is probably the worst one there, and you've got Long John Silver boarded up, and it looks better than that place.
I understand. Okay, sir, at this moment, everything is on Sony. They're approving everything. Oh, building. I'm sorry. It's a building. Okay, we're taking some last requirements tomorrow morning. Once I get that construction permit number approval, I already have the temporary power pole installed. I'm just waiting for the temporary approval so we can get the permit for the power so we can start the construction. I have the modular trailer company, okay, just waiting for me just to call them to come and deliver the trailers. So the whole process is just getting delayed by the approval for the construction. I mean, that's it. The funds for this place, I have everything ready, and everything is just
the other funds.
Everything's ready.
Do you have any idea how much longer that would take? We're supposed to be in this process. Did they go legally? Yeah. Months?
Well, they got approved in April for the office building.
Because we're going to have our full lease behind our building.
Which is kind of easy to comply with the requirements for the modular office.
I guess, I'm
not in favor of this thing unless, you know, I understand what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it looks better than what you guys think. I think that if we approve this thing, we need to keep a handle on it.
We have right now a review 1 year from the last meeting. Okay, so it's basically going to be a review.
So why do we need the food carts now? We've got nothing going on, you said.
Oh, there's nothing going on right now. I just want to get everything approved. So as soon as I get the building permit number approved, this is not going to take more, I'm going to say 3 weeks with everything construction from modular office, to put in the landscape, to put in the concrete on the back, to make it this place look. I just spent $20,000 on this building, the bottom line. It's a brand new building.
So yeah. There's nothing going on right now.
Yes.
And you're going to put food carts out there. So I'm not going to see any food carts out there because you don't have anything on the property.
That is correct.
Food carts out
there. The property, as soon as I get everything, I want to start everything together with the construction and everything. So I'm not going to say I'm going to start selling food once the construction is done, but I need to have the permit ready so I can complete the investment that I'm doing on the property, because I started this 10 months ago. I'm already way too deep into it. I don't want to back out, and I have everything on this property. I have everything I own.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, I'm
really think that the food cart should be in operation until they have an operation.
Oh.
Correct.
I have one major question.
So I have one thing. I'm really rooting for you because I want it personally. Yes. I want this property cleaned up well. I want it working great. I want you to be successful.
Yes.
But I don't want to wait very long.
I understand.
Because it's really messy and horrible looking.
I understand.
And we don't need that in our community. So, I mean, staff has a couple of real problems with all three of the food carts. They're suggesting if we go for it that we only do one. So what's your take on that?
Okay. Basically,
why do you need three?
Why do I need three?
No, don't tell me what they are. I don't need that. I just why three instead of one?
First one, barbecue pit. Okay, this is where the food is gonna get cooked. Okay?
Okay.
In order to have the taste of the charcoal. Okay? Next one, this hot dog trailer, okay, this is the salsa bar. This is the one that has all the little slots for the salsa and the condiments that the food takes.
Okay.
And this one, the trailer, this is the full mobile kitchen, okay, where you prep everything inside in order to get served.
Okay.
So
you know what, that's actually a good answer. So you've got a process.
That is correct.
So it takes all three of these things to do what you're trying to do.
To have the taste that I want to have, okay, I need the food to taste with the charcoal, like an original barbecue. This to process all the condiments that the people want to get served, okay? And this, in order to get approved by health department, in order to sell food. This is a fully kitchen operational.
So it takes all three to make a taco.
That's right. That is correct, ma'am.
Okay. Here's my big question.
Yes, it's good.
You got a approval to put that building there.
Yes.
To sell vehicles.
Yes.
Why didn't you not ask for all this other stuff when you got that?
Let me tell you what, because these holes.
Not the food, the repair. You want a paint and body shop building on top of the building that you're putting in to sell cars. Why didn't you do that at the same time?
Because I thought it was on the first application, but it turns out it wasn't.
Okay. Well, but if you have a set of plans that have two buildings on it, how did it get missed?
Because
see, that makes no sense to me. I thought it was on there. Did you have a set of drawings with two buildings on it?
On the application, that it was submitted with the original plan that it was approved. Okay,
what building is this?
Is this building.
It's this building. Yes. The building you're going to sell cars in, or you're going to do repairs?
No, the cars.
Okay. So when you applied, this was on the drawing, and no one noticed it.
No, it wasn't on the drawing.
So in other words, nobody made a mistake on the application.
No.
You turned in plans that had a building to sell cars, and that's what you told us you were going to do. And then you decided, hey, we're going to repair cars and put in a second building. right?
That is correct.
Why didn't you do them at the same time?
Because
probably you,
okay.
I believe you can say
no, because
so then here's the next issue. You haven't proven to us you can do this, so why should we allow you to do this?
We agree, you know, right now the whole office is a big mess, and we forgot to mention that we're going to pay or we're going to put concrete.
Well, it doesn't matter.
And some exterior lighting.
You, by doing this, you're just buying more delays because then you're going to say, well, now we got to wait for the permits on this because we don't want to build this and then build this because we can save money with the contractor. We do them both at the same time. So we don't want to pour the concrete until we get the approval on it. And you're talking another 6 months away, which is what he just said. We don't want to delay. So I personally, I just feel... like, and then let's throw in some food carts because what the heck does food cart have to do with automobiles?
Food carts there last time because I factored, I drive by that place every day.
Yes.
Just because I've been so involved with code enforcement, in that nightmare about blocks along Boulder Highway.
Yes.
So but we told him about food carts.
Yes.
He needed to go. He didn't know.
Well, I know a lot of taco places out there, they can do it with one food cart,
yes,
not
three.
Yes,
yes.
And so my feeling is finish your first project.
I understand.
Come back and ask for the second. Because you have all you're doing is buying time.
No. Actually, at this moment, okay, this first application, okay, I didn't have this building in 10.
I know.
And I didn't have the budget for this one. That's why I came up with the budget.
But you can still put it all on the plan and just wait to build that. I just, the feeling that I'm getting is you're not telling the truth.
Okay?
And that, well, you say you're telling the truth, but we're not seeing otherwise. So it makes no sense to allow you to do another one, which whether you say so or not, is going to take you more time to go get buy the building, get the permits to put it up, get the utilities to it, and you're going to wait for that one. Not to mention, you're too close to residential for an auto repair shop in the first place.
Okay.
So why you intended to be a car shop, now all of a sudden you want to be a body shop too?
Actually, no. I own a body shop repair facility on the west side of town, 4325 West Desert Inn. I own that. That's my operation right now. This was intended for car sales right now. I want to open the body shop here. So at this moment, the city is 4 weeks behind. Okay, just to approve the construction building number.
And then they're going to be 4 weeks behind on this building.
The building is already purchased and it's sitting at the location. So our next meeting is on the 1st of next month. So this building, because it's a...
My point is, it's not on the property. It takes a permit to get it put on the property. Whether you're just going to put it on a trailer and drive it across town, you still have to have permits. You still have to run power to it. You're still going to be 4 weeks behind or however far behind the building person is. So you're just buying your more time to finish the whole project. So my point is, finish one, prove to us you're going to do what you say you're going to do, and then we'll consider something else. Anybody else?
Well, Madam Chair, well summarized.
We don't have the building permit number to actually put the stuff in.
You do.
You will, and when you get done, come back and ask for a body shop.
But how about if we just think on a few months, this whole property is going to look a lot better, 100% better.
So guys, if I can intervene here, what our chairman suggested was that we want to support you, but we want an example of what you're doing right before we give you decide whether or not to give you another permit or another application approval. So what she's saying, if you're not reading between the lines, is that we're behind you, but do something well first. So what I might suggest is that you consider withdrawing this application with no set time, and focusing on the one application that you already got approved and making that look really super great. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'd just like to add just a couple of comments. On John's note earlier, pertaining to beautifying the neighborhood and looking out for neighbors, I remember going out to this and seeing these carts in behind the fenced area and a bus and everything else and being absolutely appalled. That's what I saw. What I'm seeing now with these photos are, you said these things are professionally built. You know, if I was going to professionally build something that has three stages to it, they'd sure look alike. This is going to be nothing but a bunch of hodgepodge, different looking structures and buildings. I think it's awful. Not only this, but what you're talking about with the buildings here, these things should match. It's absolutely terrible. And I'm not for this at all. I'm actually quite upset that it still looks terrible. I mentioned this the last time, and it hasn't been cleaned up. 6 months have gone by, and it still looks terrible. And I'm very, very concerned that we're just going to end up with all these different looking structures that just don't blend. I mean, if you're going to have a cart built, you made it sound as though they built it for you. I don't think so. I think these carts were built for different individuals for different processes. And it's more like a service looking deal.
You know, my thing is that, too, and I agree with you. You would never get away with trying to do something like this in another part of town. Okay. Now, other parts of town where people come and think they can do anything they want. Mm-hmm. No. Not happening. You know, I have fought this and fought this for 17 years in this world. Not going to happen. So, you know, I would suggest he consider the withdrawal. Keep the rest of your operation going on. He told us it was going to be. And then we can talk about the rest of it. Mm-hmm. But if I have to be there on August 1st, I will. If you're not going to be there as well. Because I'm going to be there anyway. Mm-hmm.
I would really consider moving these taco stands. I mean, they shouldn't be there. You're just storing them at this time. They're not used. It's outside storage. They're not being used. And they're not allowed to be used. They shouldn't be there. That's cleaning up the neighborhood. That's going to help us feel much, much better.
Okay. So are you in agreement to withdraw?
Yes. Yes.
So now the applicant is in agreement.
So then you'd like to withdraw your application at this time?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, the applicant has decided to withdraw the application. All in favor?
Can we do it without prejudice?
Without prejudice.
Because that allowed it to refile.
They allow them.
Because otherwise it's 6 months.
Right. That's fine. So do we have to make a motion on that, Blanca? If they withdraw?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have a withdrawal by the applicant, who is all in favor of acceptance. Aye.
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 Opposed?
And that's without prejudice.
Withdrawn without prejudice.
Got it, thank you.
Item number 7, UC 051417 Yao LLC, 2700 East Sunset Road. A use permit for a proposed massage establishment within an existing retail center on a portion of 5.1 acres in a C2 local business, AE65, AE70 zone, and an M1 light manufacturing AE70 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Sunset Road and McLeod Drive within Paradise. The applicant here? All right, we'll trail that to the end. Item number 8, WS 049617, Dewey and Julie M. Wohl, 2461 East Carmen Avenue, waiver of development standards for off-site improvements, a curb, gutter, sidewalk, streetlight, and partial paving in conjunction with an existing place of worship,
on 0.6 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, similarly located on the south side of Harmon Avenue, 150 feet west of Euclid Street within Paradise. Hello.
Hi, good evening. Brian Wright on behalf of Julie and Dewey Bull, 2461 East Harmon Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. We would like to extend this waivers of development standards regarding driveway width and the curbs and gutters that the previous owner had previously gotten approved.
Okay, you have a plan to show us?
This is Pine Street, and these are the gutters and the curb here. I don't know, it's just there. And that's how we can start to keep colors. It's a residence, it's a part-time place of worship, very low traffic.
And where's the, is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See, no one will close the public, open it to the public. Where's the parking for this?
The parking, we have parallel parking along this wall of the driveway. We have two spots here plus a handicap and we also drive and park one car in the circle of the driveway. These are 5 and 9, they're really tall for the size of our distribution, just one residence.
Madam Chair, may I ask Brian, are you aware of the staff recommendation for denial?
No.
Yeah. And also that Public Works has stated within, if approved, within 30 days post one-way signage at the circular driveway, within 30 days remove parking spaces that do not comply with the throat depth requirement.
Okay.
And execute a restrictive covenant agreement, deed restrictions. They have a staff's review of this particular application. States that it was done temporarily 3 years ago.
Okay.
Right, and that it was supposed to have all those conditions met.
The curb and the gutter is what we're talking about? Okay.
And, I mean, understand the applicant saying it's very expensive and it's probably not really needed, but staff's recommending that those changes actually take place.
You mentioned in the write-up that the current owner was unaware of the expired waivers. Did they not disclose? There were waivers.
As far as this is the first department, that's why we're here tonight to try and get an understanding.
Yeah, this is in the applicant's justification that they were unaware of the waiver that expired.
Right, we were picking up their special use permit, and that was part of the special use permit, and that we thought it was all covered.
I'm not a lawyer, but it seemed to me that the applicant might want to consult the attorney to see whether that was disclosed.
Well, the fact that there's so much commercial in the area probably is why they were wanted the offsites.
You have residential here, residential on this side and commercial on that side.
But on this right here, you're showing this is you.
This is us. We have residential, residential, and then there's commercial on the corner, farm, and eastern.
And then right next door to you is
that commercial? Is, yeah, there's a, we have a block wall and commercial on the other side.
Are there improvements on Euclid Street?
On Euclid Street?
Yeah. Do they have curbs and gutters?
No, the curbs are, well, first curbs and gutters I saw were solid down on the next block. I know the neighbor does not. We are mostly using it as residents, like I said, it's only a part-time place of worship.
The problem is too, it's in an R1, not an RE.
Right.
So
right.
I know.
With RE, it'd be easy to say okay, but
I got a question. Didn't this start in 2009?
Mm-hmm.
That was the previous owner.
Yeah.
Right.
That's when the first waiver was done.
Right.
It was approved for 3 years.
For 3 years.
So that's the 12, and then the next three.
So that was,
well, no, it expired in 12, and they've been doing this without any
reason
from 12 to now.
Okay.
So was it 3 years to give them time to save up the money to...
3 years. 3 years to have the project done.
Okay. So it wasn't to waive it permanently, it was just to give them money to sign and save up.
3 year.
Completion review.
Yeah.
And since this all... And I'm sorry if you're the new owner, but if this started in 2009 and staff and county said, you know, we'll be a good guy and give you, whoever you are, 3 years, and we're talking 2017, I have a real tendency to want to agree with staff.
When did you purchase the property?
About a year ago.
I want to call your title company.
I really hate it when things like this happen. It's all about communication and lack of due diligence.
Somebody else's problem too.
Exactly, and then you get stuck with it, and then, you know, it's basically an unplanned expenditure or, you know, denial, and it's a real problem. We've got a... So I come down and, like, I feel really bad for the applicant, for the owners. But the issue is that we've got, in our community, those curbs and gutters and our off-sites are really critical for flood control and water movement. And they can really cause problems. The county doesn't typically just go out and spend money to fix all this stuff. It requires the builders to actually do that, to share their load of the burden.
What if we gave another waiver to give them time to...
That's right.
I like that.
I was saying... If we gave them, not 3, but 1 year or 18 months, a year and a half, because they're the new owners, and that's being kind, and then I would want a public review, review as a public hearing, and then if it's not done, you shut them down. I mean, it's either get it done or...
Does that sound like something you would consider? Well, that's the way it's been approved. I mean...
Yeah, who wants to have to pay for stuff?
I mean, that may not be your optimum, but other than deny this application, and we've got a couple, I assume that's the couple back there, sitting there, and they, if they had a year, and they just got slapped in the chops with all of this information,
right?
And I'm saying, let's give them 18 months to you know, put the money together and look and get this together, and then do a public hearing and say, we're in the process, we got the permits, we poured concrete, whatever you've done. I really do want to be fair to the new owner, and I can't tell you how many guys like you have stood in front of us, and you or your client have got basically screwed because somebody didn't tell you what happened when you moved in or bought it, and we don't want to be mean to you guys. Does that sound like reasonable to some of you guys?
I like that. I think you should make that motion.
Give them a chance, yeah. And that also gives you a chance to decide if you want to sell the place or go back to whoever you bought it for and say, hey, you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Well, Madam Chair, if there are no further comments on this application, I would move to approve the application with an 18-month extension of the current waivers, allowing the new applicant time to get the work done that the county needs and wants done. And also bring this back as a review as a public hearing.
Okay.
In the 18 months.
I'm gonna try to read it in using this, the original request, if that's okay. So we have a motion on the floor to approve the application as a waiver of development standards for alternative landscaping, reduced driveway width, and full site offset, subject to 18 year for review of
18
the
months.
18 months.
Oh, 18 years, that'd be awesome.
I had wrote 1 year and then you changed it. Okay, and subject to all other staff conditions, which means posting your one way signage and removing any parking spaces. And it needs prescription.
And review.
Does that make sense, Bob?
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Good luck, you guys. We're sorry you got stuck.
Item number 9, UC046917, Jennifer Park LLC, 530 East Funnelin Avenue, use permit for a major training facility, volleyball training and practice, waiver of development standards for reduced parking within an existing office warehouse complex on 4.4 acres in an ME design manufacturing, AE60 zone, generally located on the north side of Funnelin Avenue, 600 feet north, or 600 feet east, of Bermuda Road within Terrell.
Hello. Hi. I am Angela Novak. I'm the owner of It's All Volleyball. Our address is 1690 Silver Rain Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89123. Place of business is 530 East Campbell and Sweet B. We're here on behalf of a use permit for our volleyball practice facility located right there off of Bermuda and Sunset.
Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. It takes a lot of space for volleyball.
Madam Chair, this girl's way too short to be playing volleyball.
She's actually 9 years old.
Wow. He's not too
short. Madam Chair, there are no comments. I'd like to make a motion to approve subject to staff.
We have a motion on the floor to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Angela,
thank you.
Compliments on the packet.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. We need the next one.
So we trail.
Who do I send my grand opening invitations to?
Her.
To her. Really? Send it to her and actually here.
Oh, you know what?
Okay, thank you.
All of our email addresses are on the back
beautiful.
Of that card.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right,
it.
We trail item number 7, UC051417, the OWL LLC, 2700 East Sunset Road. There's no applicant.
Motion to return to board.
Next cycle, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Did you get that, Maureen?
I got it.
Okay. Let's see, general business
I have one thing for general business. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that we stood up for the Pledge of Allegiance, but can you get the flags in the right one? Yeah. It's hidden behind the speaker.
That's because I set up the room, and of course it got done in
and I didn't bother to look.
I would have done something, but I didn't even notice.
I know,
not
until people actually started reciting this pledge that I noticed.
Do you have anything for us, Martha, in general business?
Really quickly, it's not really an announcement, but I got an email today from Nancy Munson, Spring Valley Town Board, who made a request that the Raiders go before them to give just a general presentation about the planning of the stadium. And so she thought that since it's really more of a worldwide community event, that she would invite all of the town board members, urban town board members, to come out to a presentation by the Raiders. So she expects that to happen sometime in August, and once we get a date and time, we'll make sure we get that out to you. So we just cool. expect to add something else to your calendar in August.
Thank you.
So we have a comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. No public. Next meeting, July 25th. Motion to adjourn.
Aye.